Delighted to say I'm joined now on magic.co.uk by the wonderful Sue Pollard, who I'm hoping is going to let me get a word in edgeways, because walking up to our little interview space here, I've said all about three words, but hi, Sue.
Oh, I forget, you see, because you know sometimes I was on this interview thing once and this poor person... I felt really sorry for the DJ because, well, the interviewer, because this person was being interviewed and it was extremely monosyllabic. And I thought, it seems a little unfair to just go, yeah, I got the bus in.
I know. No, yeah. Sorry.
You see what I'm saying, though? So I'm afraid I've got so much to say that it just comes up, but I do try and do it quick.
You do it very quick. Well, the reason I'm actually here interviewing you today is because you're starring in the new musical, Menopause the Musical, which I think is just a great title. Tell us a little bit about the musical itself first.
Well, I tell you what, it's based, actually, the music on like 60s and 70s songs that our audience, the majority of, will remember the tunes of when they were in their teens and everything. So instead of singing things like My Guy... It's now changed into My Thighs. I mean, it's ever so camp. You know, so straight away, they'll recognise the Beach Boys medley and whatever else, and we do a John Travolta skit. So basically, it's that wonderful, well-known music, but with, you know, more fitting lyrics. And there's four characters, four ladies, very stereotypical all around the world, so that any member of the audience, including men that come, will recognise each person. One is a housewife, struggling to come to terms with it. One is like a hippie. Right, that's been living in a commune. One is a soap star who's probably about to get fired because she's going through all this terrible trauma, you know. And the other one is a power woman who is the head of a conglomerate corporation who charges down the corridor and she opens the door with confidence to chair a meeting. Of course, can't remember the poor cow what she's going to discuss. So basically, that's what it entails.
I would love to think you were the power woman, but I'm guessing you're the housewife.
Yeah, you're totally right. That is so weird. It's just, I'm obviously very against type because although I have been a housewife once, I wasn't your typical housewife because my poor husband was a house husband and I was always away working and stuff. So I don't really know what it's like to be a housewife. But it's great because you get the chance to have comedy, great singing, harmonies. I mean, there are 25 numbers in this show altogether. So if you're not singing a solo, you're certainly oohing and aahing and backing and being like the Ronettes or whatever. So it's quite a good grist to the mill.
So it's like an older version of the Dreamgirls then?
Yes, I think you're probably absolutely right, except there are four of us instead of three.
And you're Beyoncé?
Of course. I like to think so. I would imagine that Sam's more like Beyoncé. Sam is the soap star. And Jeannie Linders that wrote it, she based all these characters on herself. At one point or another, she's actually been nearly all of these characters, apart from the Earth Mother, who's the hippie.
Right.
Now, that's her next transition. That's what she wants to end up doing. Sitting on a rock in Arizona with green lentils and sandals going,
This is the most bizarre interview I think I've ever done.
It's a campus thing, because you know when you're suddenly singing, we do this thing about pills, like St. John's wort, because apparently that helps you with all your symptoms.
Okay, so that's the one that you don't take when you're pregnant, but you're allowed to take later on in life.
Yes, exactly right. Hey, but I'm impressed that you know more than I do about that.
I was a student for many years of watching GMTV, and this morning, Dr. Chris Steele taught me a lot.
I see what you say. Is that old Hillary? Was it Dr. Hillary?
Dr. Hillary, that's it.
That's him, bless him. Well, of course, we sing this song, and of course, it's like, oh, and this woman shouted, that's me! Because she was taking all these... So you get these bizarre comments coming out of the audience, because... Basically, they come along, and in a way, it frees them, because a lot of women can't talk about it because they feel a bit awkward. So that when they come along to see our show and they know it's done with humour, they feel less inhibited and they feel great. Somebody else is going through it.
So it's not quite heckling. It's actually just more audience participation.
Yes, totally. They're absolutely thrilled. And this woman went, the other day. It's really... But I think it's great because... And then at the end of the show, which is, incidentally, only an hour and a half long, there's no interval, so it's great. Curtain's up at 7:30, curtain down at 9. So it means as well that you can have a drink and go out with your friends afterwards if you feel like it.
You can be in bed by half past 9.
Well, you probably could, actually, because hopefully they're so high, because a lot of ladies have said to us afterwards, do you know, I'm leaving and I'm going home on a real high, and thank you very much indeed for a great show. So basically, darling, that's really what we want to give them.
And it's been a great show as well. It's not just over in Britain, but also in the States, in New Zealand, Australia, Canada. It's toured all over the world. It's been a huge global success, hasn't it?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's not bad at all. I mean, you think to yourself then, you think, God, why on earth didn't I think of this fantastic... You know what I'm saying? And Jeannie's been thrilled to bits with the success. I think last week it just opened in Israel.
You're kidding.
Yeah, honest to God, in Hebrew and whatever other language. But the great thing about this, though, baby, is the fact that the choreographer and the musical director and composer, or the arranger, if you like, because obviously the music is not original, everything is absolutely the same. So whoever performs it, actually, if somebody's ill, somebody can fly from San Francisco, for example, and join the Orlando cast. And so it's just absolutely tight.
So you're hoping someone can go down in New York then so that you can get flown out there?
Yeah, you're not kidding. In fact, we're all planning it. We're like a witch's coven backstage going, now what can we do? What can we do? Can we send some poison through the post in a congratulatory cake?
Yeah, what a jolly good idea. Now, obviously, there's lots of singing in this, as you're just saying, and it's not your first foray into singing. I was checking your bio. You had a number two single.
I know, it's unbelievable. This happened, must have been about 20 years ago, and it was actually, a theme tune to a documentary that was on for about 12 weeks, and it was about this couple, and it was called The Marriage, and it was basically charting how they first went out together, what the engagement was like, then the marriage.
I remember this.
Yes, isn't that amazing? From Wales.
Yeah.
And of course, my thing was, we're starting together. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, God, I do remember it.
No, it's done, darling. Well, you're not going to... Well, have you bought it so I can sign it for you? It was a campus thing. I got invited to all these weddings. Now, my daughter's getting... She's getting married in July, and they're having starting together at the wedding. Now, we can't offer you anything, but we can offer you expenses and some cake. How sweet was that? But I used to get numerous requests.
Oh, when was the last time you sung it?
Do you know, I think the last time I sang it was about a month ago. A friend of mine's get-together, Ruth. You know Ruth Maddox?
I do.
25 years married.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you're good. That's a great accent.
Well, it should be. It's my natural one. Oh. She's from just down the road from where I come from.
Well, she's moved back, I think, now to Glenelg. Is it Glenelg or is Swansea or somewhere around there?
Glenelg?
Oh, I don't know. Everything's all...
There's lots of cute and clicks and all that. Yeah, I know.
Oh, dear, but I can't do it, actually. But she makes me laugh because they have this natural lilt, don't they?
Well, you've got to go up at the end of every sentence.
Oh, so that's why a lot of people get confused with Australians, all right, mate?
Yeah, and Liverpudlians. They do the same thing. If you get from Cardiff, it's the
actually,
same.
Actually, no, you're absolutely right, yeah. So that was when my last foray into that. But I was beaten to first... the place, if you like, at the top of the charts by Diana Ross doing Chain Reaction.
It's allowed then, really, isn't it? Yeah.
You kind of think. I don't mind coming second to somebody that was really quite globally mega, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
That'll do. As opposed to, you know, what's his name? Thingy is a Womble, whatever it was.
And it's not the first time you've sort of come second to something either.
Oh,
Opportunity
no.
Knocks.
Do you remember that? Every time I see Jack Russell, I want to just like be sick on it. Because I came second to this singing dog. When I was doing this, I used to have years ago on this, obviously, which was a forerunner of, say, The X Factor, for example. They used to have lots of novelty acts on. And this man came on, and he was a farmer dressed in this sort of like sheepskin jacket. And he said, I'm going to do a duet with my dog Jack now. So he put his Jack Russell on his shoulder, and the bloke sang, oh, what a beautiful morning. And the dog went, oh! And that was it, singing. It's so cool, singing dog.
Oh, so you were robbed.
I was blooming robbed. And anyway, but it was good fun. It's a good talking point, you know, why not?
And you got a lot out of it as well. That you just sort of mentioned then about The X Factor and those sort of shows. There's a new one out, of course, Greece is the Word. You've been in Greece. What do you sort of think about having a TV show to find people to come into musicals in the West End? Personally, I think it's wrong because you've got a lot of people that have trained really hard to get into it, and you could just get some Jack the Lad who comes onto TV and does it.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. I would totally agree with that. Probably, if one is really lucky, you get the find of a century and you just happen to have hit right on there, and the guy or the girl that is cast was actually sort of training anyway, but just happens to be working in a job centre or something like that. But invariably, with regret, I have to say, 8 out of 10 times, that just does not happen. And, you know, I think it's a sad way of having to choose a cast, if you like, because people have to understand, James, that you've got to be, you have to turn up. The R word is absolutely essential. Reliability. You don't just think, oh, this will be fabulous. I can have just a few weeks having a sing song. And, you know, it's...
Well, we've seen it with Connie in Sound of Music. She's had to take time out because of her throat.
Yes.
And it's because, she, you know, in fairness, she probably wasn't trained up to that level.
I'm sure she absolutely wasn't, you see. And that's what... And also, producers have really, really got to take some of the blame for this. They really have, you know, because they think it's a great idea. They'll get ratings straight away. And indeed, the advance for the Sound of Music was enormous. Thousands and thousands of pounds worth in the box office, simply because they had that exposure. But of course, you can't put your artists through that terrible schedule. And publicity as well, and everything else that goes with it. Oh, it's hard.
So you didn't think of auditioning for it again then?
Now, what could I... I could have actually been the Baroness. Oh, Georg. Do you remember? I mean, when she said, and out there is someone who I think will never be a nun. Because they were engaged, weren't they? And she let him off. Yeah. I've seen that film 65 times.
I saw Aladdin 56 times in the cinema.
You never... Oh, who was in that then?
It was Robin Williams.
Oh, that was right, the genie. Yes. But good, though.
That was cracking.
Some of those cartoons are fantastic, actually.
Now, listen, I was thinking of some other musicals that would work along the same lines, because you've appeared in the Vagina Monologues. So now it's Menopause, the musical. I was trying to think of some other ones. I came up with Vasectomy, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
But I was afraid they'd probably have to cut that after only a few weeks.
Well, excellent.
Or, of course, there's Hemorrhoids.
Oh, yes.
You could do no, that would be a pain in the arse to do, wouldn't it?
Bless him, I bet you've been up all night thinking these. I quite like that. I like a bit of camp.
Can we not
stuff.
Destroy the illusion? That was off my head, that was.
Well, it was funny. It made me laugh. I like like that. I just like play on words. I think it's great. It's funny.
Actually, talking of hemorrhoids, I'm looking forward to walking down to the stage in a minute because, if I remember rightly, 1988, Rear of the Year.
Oh, yes, darling. That was fabulous, that was. Well, of course, it's just a bit of camp. I mean, basically, it's say, for example, the Levi Jeans Company. I mean, we all know, what's the point of, you know, hiding the name of the blooming company? And they came up with this thing of how fabulous it would be to represent their company in a fun kind of competition. So they started this. So it kind of grew and grew, and it's been going. I don't know if they're still doing it, though, babe, now, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Fabulous. Well, I think it's...
They better be, because I'm looking for my nomination soon. I've been working out. I've been pumping them.
Oh, bless him, because I didn't know that they did. You see, that should be allowed, you know, because otherwise it's sexist not to have a guy's one.
Frank Skinner's won it. I know that.
Oh, bless. Has he really? Mm.
Javine Hilton's the current Rear of the Year, I think.
Excellent. Well, you see, they've obviously got... I just think it's a bit of camp fun. And you're presented with like a little tin tray, you know, with a carved shape of a backside and your name on it. It's ever so camp.
You've got to have it in the downstairs toilet.
Oh, yes, more or less. But I have served drinks on it.
Oh, no.
Yes, fabulous, yeah.
What, bottoms up?
Yeah. Well done, I like that. Excellent.
Listen, Sue, it's absolutely delightful to meet you. I've been genuinely excited about this all week.
Oh,
so.
Bless you. Well, it's been a real pleasure. And lovely to have a chat with you, darling, because you're a lovely guy to talk to, and I wish you all the success and luck in whatever you do in the future, babe.
Thank you. And me with you as well. Just remind everyone where we're actually showing this.
Well, we are in The Menopause, the musical, at the Shaw Theatre, which is just off Euston Road. And for those that aren't quite sure, it's very, very near Euston Station, and it's also attached to the Novotel Hotel. So you can't fail to come and be entertained, and I promise you, get value for money.
And I can tell you, you can walk it from the West End, because I just have.
Excellent. Well done. That's the best plug ever.
Well, you know, I've got to pump up those butt cheeks somehow. Delightful. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.